Let's see if we can jump over to Michigan and visit with Margaret. Margaret, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny.
Good. Tell us what's going on there. A little erosion. What's going on?
It's pretty big erosion. It all started with a ground bee nest that I eventually had to basically burn out with kerosene and a light. But it's just kept eroding ever since that broke into the ground. And I'm just trying to figure out how I can patch that up. I'm thinking rocks and then brown dirt and then seed. I just don't know what to do with it.
Okay. Well, a lot of times when you have, you know, just like when they're doing work on the highways, they use erosion cloth.
I have some of that, but it's such a deep, hollow where it eroded that I need something to fill that, and that's my problem.
Yeah. Well, if you were going to try to grow any type of vegetation on it, like grass, of course, you want the best soil that you can put in there. Of course, the best soil is going to be very loose and light and very prone to the erosion damage. But doing that and putting the right type of erosion mat on there, and then you're able to plant the grass seed in there, and there's a lot of fast-growing grass seed that's only temporary, the ryegrass and different types of, not sure in the Michigan area, I know there would be one, I know winter rye would be one, but it's right now it'd be too hot for that, but you can still put some fast-growing grass that will die out while the more permanent seed can be put in. But Joe, I'll tell you another thing we've seen a lot of people do is use erosion cloth or something similar to that, and then put a ground cover in there like jasmine or something else along those lines.
Yeah, something that won't erode. Margaret, so this erosion isn't caused by road runoff or anything like that, like water washing down.
No. It's just right from the road. But no, that darn bee nest started it all with so deep.
Okay, well, that'll make it a lot easier to repair. I have a concern at the end of my driveway where it's road runoff, and I've fixed it four times, and now it's already washed away again. But so what I would suggest, since it's just the bee's nest that is now gone and left the void, I would dig it all out, dig out as much as you can, pack it in with some gravel, some topsoil to grow grass, and then plant whatever you can get to grow there. It could be a ground cover, could be grass. The good thing is autumn is the best time of year to plant grass, so we're coming up on that in another month or two. So, of course, you'd have to keep the dirt from washing away between now and then, but I think that would be the best thing. And since this is only from a bee's nest, not runoff from the road, I think it'd be, once you get it filled in, I think it'll be easy to fix it.
Okay, that's what I wondered. I thought rocks, but I really didn't know. And then I thought, well, you guys sounded so professional. I thought I better check this out. So thank you so much.
Well, it can always be a challenge, you know, and when you have the erosion like that. But if you think about doing the ground cover, maybe a great long-term solution, and just check with someone at a local nursery there that can recommend the right type of ground cover that'll work well, you know, there in Michigan. And best of luck to you, and thanks so much for being a part of the show today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay, our pleasure.
You're welcome. Yeah, the key there is to dig out all the void, because if you don't get down to, like, solid surface, solid dirt, you're going to have that caving in at some point.
Boy, you never, this time of the year, to accidentally dig or chop or disturb some of the yellow jacket nest or wasp nest, ground wasp, that kind of thing, that can certainly mess up a good summer day right there.
That's a bad surprise.
That's a bad surprise, exactly.